ही होता है जो मंजूरे खुदा होता है। गुड मॉर्निंग एवरीवन और नमस्ते, नमस्कार सीताराम और अस्सलामु अलैकुम एंड अ वेरी वार्म वेलकम टू योर अर्ली मॉर्निंग एडिशन ऑफ शबनम एंड स्पेशली डिजाइंड टू असिस्ट यू विद योर अर्ली मॉर्निंग चोर्स एंड टू पुट यू इन ए पॉजिटिव एंड गुड फ्रेम ऑफ माइंड एंड टू ऑल्सो इग्नाइट स्पार्क्स ऑफ स्पिरिचुअल इंस्पिरेशन टू यू एंड योर लव्ड वंस। जहां कहीं आप मौजूद हो, अपने कामों से जरा सी मुहलत लेकर इन मस्तानों को सुनने के लिए तैयार हो जाइए। और ऐ बहारे बाग अरुणिया चंद रोज, देख लो इसका तमाशा चंद रोज। और ऐ मुसाफिर कूचका सामान कर, इस सलामे है बसेरा चंद रोज।
सीताराम सत श्री अकाल, जय गुरु दत्ता, साई राम, अस्सलाम वालेकुम एंड वेलकम एवरीबॉडी, वेलकम टू शबनम रेडियो ऑन अ सैटरडे। हे यस इंडीड, ब्यूटीफुल समर डे, स्टिल इन द सेलिब्रेटिंग मूड इंडीड, लॉन्ग वीकेंड। My name is Richard Aziz. How are you? Hey, well, we are counting down to the big day, the big one, for the month of July. We're talking about Guyana Day. As we say hello and welcome to all our Guyanese brothers and sisters. Hey, stay tuned. Coming up is the news brought to you to the kind compliments of the folks that are bringing you Guyana Day 2022. That's coming up at 1:30. As we extend a warm welcome to some of the regulars, Brother Arif and his family, always locked in. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Arif. Of course, they're still celebrating his mummy's birthday. Welcome to Angela and her family. Harjinder Gill, of course, tonight is a big show. Alka Yagnik Kumar Sanu, Udit Narayan. Brother Faruqi Baksh and Shireen, oh boy, what a wonderful event it was yesterday at the Saida Cathedral. Lots of nice food. Hey, one else also welcome the lad himself, Bad Lad. It's Saturday and it's time for your Shabnam. Are you ready? Yeah. 770 WTR, want to say hello to Master Control and my sister Baljeet. And we're going to say hello to the entire team at WTOR. On behalf of the management and staff of WTOR and all their listeners, all the producers sending lots of love out on this Canada Day weekend.
This is ShabnamRadio.com.
Johnny.
Hey, getting you in the mood to come out for the big one. It's Guyana Day coming up on the 16th of July. Did I tell you that? Assalamu alaikum to Sally Ali and her family. And yes, she's wishing everyone a happy Saturday. Right back at you, my sister. Hey, well, so want to welcome Zahir and of course Norma. Joel joining us. The Chauhaju Singh in Florida is saying hello to all their families here in Canada. Andrew Browin out of TNT, welcome. Hey, don't forget Jazz Supermarket open and ready to serve you at the corner of Torbram and Queen.
Flag TV to Shabnam Radio. You're in the company of one of the hardest working broadcasters in Toronto, Richard Aziz, on Shabnam Radio. Hey, I'm Shyamji, reminding you that coming up between 4 and 6 is TBZ, the Bollywood Zone. See you soon. Stay here on Shabnam Radio.
Is a far cry from your breads and cakes. So you ask Granny and Mommy for help. They slip you a pack of their magic touch. Chief Baking Powder. The chief reason is always taste.
Hey, want to say hello and welcome to the program, our friends at Authentic Trini Cuisine. The hard-working staff, including the owner, Sandra. Hey, well, Sandra is celebrating a birthday, of course, another week of celebration, right, Sandra? Well deserved indeed. Happy, happy birthday greetings from the entire team at Authentic Trini Cuisine. That including your loving husband, Amit. Not forgetting Tariq and the kids and the grandkids. They love you very much. And, of course, all of us here at Shabnam Radio, all your customers, especially the ones that you treat so nice. We love you, Sandra. Thank you. Happy, happy birthday. May Hanuman Baba continues to bless you, my sister. An indoor event at the Brampton Fairground featuring Davinder Puran, Prince JP, Reckless Randy, Ranjiv Rao, Saturday, July 16th at the Brampton Fairground, 12942 Hartlake Road in Caledon. Adult tickets $30, $15 for kids, children under 5, absolutely free. Get your tickets at Zen Restaurant, 619 Kingston Road in Ajax. Calypso Hut at 263 Queen Street, Brampton. Guyana Day is back, July 16th at the Brampton Fairground.
And I rep in my homeland from USA to London. Believe me, I'm a proud Guyanese.
Twilight Family Restaurant and Bar is Scarborough's largest West Indian family restaurant. Come and sample our delicious appetizers like our chicken wings, black pudding, and spicy shrimp. Great entrees such as chili chicken and Twilight spicy chicken. Give us a call at 416-754-6894. Twilight Restaurant and Bar, serving the best in Guyanese Chinese cuisine for the past 8 years.
The Shiva Ganesh Mandir of 60 Regan Road in Brampton cordially invites you and your family to attend a 5-session Raman Yagna commencing on Sunday, July 3rd and concluding Thursday, the 7th of July from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Officiated Pandit Narayan Gosain from Trinidad and Tobago, assisted by Pandit Ram Narayan and other pandits. For more information, please call Brother Bansi at 416-409-7464 or visit www.shivaganeshmandir.com. Come one, come all.
Shipping never been so easy. You want shipping in a hurry. One brand serving the whole nation. Lapakan, Lapakan. Door to door service, never late. Ocean cargo and your air freight. In a hurry, don't waste no time. Express shipping when you're shopping online. Warehousing to consolidate. With Lapakan, you don't have to wait. Shipping never been so easy. You want shipping in a hurry. One brand serving the whole nation. Lapakan, Lapakan.
Visit lapakan.com.
Sunrise Homes presents the biggest musical event of 2022. Finally, the wait is over and she is here. Medley Queen, Neha Kakkar. Along with top Indian Idol contestants. Second July Saturday at Paramount Fine Food Center, Mississauga. Hurry up, get your tickets now. Call 416-464-8649 or log on to ticketmaster.ca. Sponsored by Sunray Group, Neha Sethi. Co-sponsored by Fido, Value Mobile and Chatter Mobile.
And now this breaking news just in. The famous Roti Roti Tuni Tuesday is back. That's right, you heard it here first. The $2 Tuni Tuesday is back at Roti Roti for limited time only. Check them out from this Tuesday for the Tuni Tuesdays at Roti Roti. Call or pick up 416-745-9208. Roti Roti, where no roti is made before it's time.
D4 Entertainment and Trust 99 Logistics present Rewind Tour. Alka Yagnik, Udit Narayan and Kumar Sanu, Saturday, July 2nd at CAA Center Brampton, in association with Trust Expert, Autobahn, Roadlink, RPD 24, Magnus Furniture and G Media Group. For tickets, visit ticketmaster.ca or call 905-793-1234. Team 4 Entertainment, Rewind Tour with Udit Narayan, Alka Yagnik and Kumar Sanu.
Jazz Supermarket in Brampton is the preferred place to shop for all your Caribbean grocery needs. You're guaranteed fresh fruits and vegetables as shipments arrive twice a week. Whether you're sending a barrel, money, or just need to find a certain ingredient to get that back home taste, Jazz Supermarket has it all. You can even stock up with poultry or meat from the halal meat counter, CDs, gift items, or fresh bread and pastries from the bakery. Caribbean jewelry and ready-made casual clothing now available. Come visit Jazz Supermarket, 9025 Torbrem Road at the corner of Queen and Torbrem in Brampton, where friendly service awaits you.
Life Auto Collision, a family-owned and operated auto body shop with over 35 years in the industry, specializing in collision repairs, painting and refinishing. At Life Auto Collision, they pride themselves on exceptional customer service and high-quality work guaranteed at affordable prices. Whether it's for a full-body repair, touch-ups, insurance claim or lease returns, drop by at 266 Rutherford Road South, Unit 24, just off the 410 and Steeles in Brampton. Visit online www.lifeautobody.com. Call Andy or Krish at 416-629-0933.
Well, we are celebrating indeed with our brother Arif and his family as his mommy is turning 84. Well, of course, Allah's choicest blessing going out to you on this your birthday, Mom. And again, always a pleasure speaking with you. I had the honor of talking to both Arif's mom and dad, and they, you know, they always have some
kind words and encouragement. We want to thank them very much indeed. Well, greetings are coming out to you from all your children, their in-laws, their grand, and of course, great 13 grandchildren and 16 great-grand. Wow. Not forgetting your children. They love you very, very much. And of course, your loving husband, Brother Rahman himself. Well, we understand another milestone is coming up, an anniversary. Well, we are starting off all the celebration with you. And of course, you have the health and strength and family around you to do that. So let's celebrate together as we send this one out to you. Happy, happy birthday.
चांद सितारे फूल और खुशबू चांद सितारे फूल और खुशबू ये तो सारे पुराने हैं ताजा ताजा कली खिली है हम उसके दीवाने हैं
हैप्पी बर्थडे सिस्टर फरीदा रहमान
सावन हो काली घटाए बरखा सावन ये तो सब अफसाने हैं ताजा ताजा कली खिली है हम उसके दीवाने हैं
As we say hello to Shireen and of course Izan, Liana, Carrie-Anne. In Tong, heading back to New Jersey, want to say thank you. It was such a beautiful visit indeed.
पहना के ताज जवानी का हंस के लौट गया बचपन गीत गजल सब कल की बातें हो गीत गजल सब कल की बातें उसके नए तराने हैं ताजा ताजा कली खिली है हम उसके दीवाने हैं
Hello and welcome to my dear sister Sandra Mungru. Happy birthday, Sandra. Looking forward to seeing you all dandy up later. Well, yes, wishing you a happy birthday also. We understand that you we are still celebrating. Tonight, of course, Sandra and Krish would be my guests at the Kumar Sanu show. I'm so honored to be hanging out with the birthday girl, my beautiful sister Sandra Mungru. This one's for you, Sandra. And maybe we get, maybe Kumar Sanu and everybody can sing along with us, right? Happy birthday, my sister. Greetings again from your loving husband, Krish, and not forgetting your two boys and, of course, your in-laws, the grandkids. Uncle Ram and your dear friend, Auntie Gloria, they love you. And you know your brother here giving you a big hug and lots of love coming out to you. Happy birthday. Hey, the lines are open. Anybody out there? 416-848-7772. That's the telephone number. 416-848-7772. Again, Shireen, my dear sister.
Hi.
Hey, we understand there's a young lady out in Portland, Maine, listening to us. What's her name? Amber something. I don't remember. Well, Amber wanted to say, never know you used to listen to Indian music, but welcome. Hey, hey, Sandy Ganesh is with us. Thank you and welcome, Sandy. Hey, we have a song here going out for Amber out in Portland, Maine. Hey, this one's coming to you from Nadia and Shireen, especially Aleem. Hey, of course, we have a beautiful video we'll be sending out and posting up with Anissa doing this one. Anissa doing this one for us, Auntie Annie. Hey guys, I need your help. I'm looking for some Guyanese trivia. We have some tickets to give away. And I thought we could do that by getting some, you know, nice questions from Guyana. So if you have any good like a trivia, send them to me. And if we use them, we'd give you a prize also. How about that? Text me at 416-832-7293. 416-832-7293. But you know, you must give it, back it up, you know. Don't make your boy here look stupid. So if you have a good question, something that we could stump some people, make them scratch their brains a little. Maybe, I don't know, like, some questions like what? How high is the falls or something? You know, I don't know. But listen, give me a call. Again, I'm looking for some trivia so we could give away some tickets to come out to Guyana Day. And if we use your question, we promise you we'd give you a prize also. How about that? Good deal, right? 416-832-7293. 416-832-7293. Hey, let me tell you something. Coming up, we have a big one to tell you about in the month of August. It's going to be massive indeed. Trinidad and Tobago is turning 60. And watch out, we'll be telling you about a big one indeed. I have to tell you this much, some big soca artists coming in for this one, boy. Turn it on, no, Trinidad and Tobago, the most southerly isle of the beautiful tropical Caribbean. The factory of, you know what, soca, chutney. Okay, so we want to say hello and welcome to all our listeners, especially Pam. I believe she's from Brampton. Okay, so we have a couple questions, right? So I'm looking for some more. 416-848-7772 if you want me to take it off the air. I'll write it down. But if also you want to text me, you can text me at 416-832-7293. 416-832-7293. And this is Shabdam on a Saturday. Listen, if you're Trinidadian, you must be proud of your culture and your soca. Come on. Hey, we have no time for bad mind to save. Sandra says some positive vibes indeed. Okay, so now we've taken a break for the news, and when we come back, definitely we will be giving out some prizes. And again, I'll be taking during the newscast. Listen, call me or text me at 416-832-7293. We'd be happy indeed to put on, take your questions, right? So I'm looking, I have a couple of them already, and looking for some more. 416-832-7293 if you want to text. If you want to call me, call on the studio line, 416-848-7772. All right, 416-848-7772. And now it's time for the news. The news is brought to you by the folks bringing you Guyana Day. It's indeed the return to Guyana Day, and that's coming up on July 16 at the Brampton Fairground, featuring Davinder Puran, Prince JP, Randy Reckless, and Ranjiv Ram, and much more. Stay tuned. Of course, $30 to get you in, $15 for kids and children under 5, absolutely free. Free parking. And now, here is the news.
Welcome to your Caribbean News Roundup on Shabnam Radio. In the headlines, heated protest in Guyana after alleged police killing, bad weather affects Trinidad and Tobago, and the Bahamas confirms its first case of monkeypox. We begin with news coming out of Guyana. Residents of the East Coast Demerara staged a heated protest this week. This comes after there were reports that a police officer who killed a resident was released from custody. The angry mob burned vehicles, robbed vendors, smashed windows, looted businesses, and blocked the roadway, among other things. President Dr. Mohamed Irfan Ali called for Guyanese to stay calm. He also urged the residents that Guyana Police Force would work on bringing the perpetrators to justice.
The residents were up in arms over the killing of 23-year-old Quindon Barkas. Barkas was shot dead by a plainclothes police officer on June 10th. The police version is that he attempted to sell an illegal firearm to the undercover cop who shot him. However, witnesses are coming forward with information that Barkas and the cop in question knew each other and had an ongoing feud. Meanwhile, President Ali said compensation will soon be delivered to Monrepo Market vendors who were victims of alleged crimes committed by persons who leveraged a protest action along the east coast of Demerara for their personal gains. The initial protest on Tuesday started at Halslington. What started as a verbal chant quickly escalated as scores of persons made their way to Monrepo, where they purportedly beat vendors, robbed them, and destroyed their property. The Guyana police force managed to intervene and curtail the situation, but by that time, vendors had already suffered significant losses. In the aftermath of the event, President Ali visited the market, where he assessed the damage and engaged persons who were affected and other residents of Monrepo. Dr. Ali assured persons that they will be duly compensated and the perpetrators of those crimes will be brought to justice. And the Guyana police force will be tasked with investigating assassination threats made by a protester against President Dr. Mohamed Irfan Ali. One of the protesters was filmed threatening to harm the president amidst protest actions. In a video posted on his page, the president said that was unacceptable in a democratic society. He assured stakeholders that it was a separate issue and must also be subject to investigation. The head of state subsequently wrote that he will also be calling on the parliament to pass a unanimous resolution decrying political violence and threats of assassination. In some other news coming out of Guyana, the Ministry of Health is trying to get COVID-19 vaccines for children as young as 6 months to 4 years old. Minister of Health Dr. Frank Anthony said that the move followed the United States Food and Drug Administration recently giving emergency use authorization to immunize that age cohort using the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines manufactured specifically for that younger group. Dr. Anthony noted that studies have shown that the vaccine is very effective in boosting the immune system of this young population. Meanwhile, the health minister urged pregnant mothers to get vaccinated against COVID-19 as this will enable infants to develop antibodies that can protect them against the deadly virus. The body of a woman was found wrapped in a plastic bag in Berbice, Guyana. She was identified as 29-year-old Donalisa Park of Berbice. Her body was found at around 7 o'clock on Thursday morning at Cortland Village Public Road, Quarantine, Berbice. According to Donalisa's sister, she last saw her sibling alive on June 29th at about 8 o'clock in the morning. The deceased woman reportedly told her sister that she was going to braid someone's hair. At about 6 o'clock Thursday morning, the sister called the individual whose hair Donalisa told her she was going to braid, but the individual told her that Donalisa never showed up and explained that the woman called and told her that she had to go to quarantine. Donalisa's body was subsequently found. In news coming out of Trinidad and Tobago, heavy rainfall on Wednesday left several communities in Trinidad's northeast coast marooned. This as rivers overflowed their banks and landslides blocked the roadway. 40 families also had to be evacuated from their homes due to the flooding. On Thursday, the country's local government minister, Faris Alwari, gave an update on the situation.
What we did, we removed our 40 families that were affected, 40 people in families. We located them at the shelters. We ensured that electricity and water was returned to supply. We provided all of CPAP relief and corporation relief. We are literally in homes cleaning them as we speak right now. Electricity has been restored, water has been restored, the families and residents have returned, they're assisting with cleanup operations, we're providing hampers and relief supplies.
Mr. Arwari confirmed that nesting sites for the leatherback turtles were also affected due to the flooding.
We've now confirmed that at Grand Rivière, as a result of the river boosting its banks, that there were in fact violent floodwaters that went right onto the beach. As you know, that's where the leatherback turtles have their nesting sites, and people have been reporting, and we have now verified that some of those sites were affected, so we're paying attention to that as we go.
Meanwhile, the Works and Transport Minister, Rohan Sinanan, said the soil was loose, which resulted in the number of landslides.
You go all the way up to Matlot, you can actually access Matlot. Some areas just one lane, some areas two lanes. However, what we recognize in that area is that the land movement the landslips are really, really not big rocks and so, but it's more the movement of the dirt. The dirt is very saturated. So we expect over the next couple of days that we should see some more landslips in those areas, and we want to give the residents in that area that commitment that we will continue to stage equipment in the area.
As of July 1st, the requirement for a negative PCR or antigen test to enter Trinidad and Tobago was stopped. This was revealed by Health Minister Terence Dial Singh at this week's COVID-19 media conference. It comes 1 month after the TT Travel Pass system was discontinued, allowing unvaccinated nationals and non-nationals to enter the country.
I have been authorized by the acting Prime Minister, the Honorable Colm Imbert, to announce that the requirement for persons entering Trinidad and Tobago, anyone, for a negative PCR and or antigen test will be no longer required.
In some more news, five men convicted of kidnapping a businesswoman and allegedly burying her alive have been set free. This comes after they spent 17 years in prison. The judgment was delivered by appellate judges Alice York Suhan, Mark Mohammed, and Prakash Mosai. They upheld an appeal from Philip the Boss Budram, Rajamutu, Ricky Singh, Kerwin Williams, and Aaron Arkai Grappi over their manslaughter conviction and the 28-year sentence they received. The appeals panel's decision in the case was due to multiple errors made by the High Court judge who had presided over the second retrial in 2016. Justice York Suhan said given the serious nature of the errors made by the trial judge, the multiple material irregularities identified, along with the fact that the fairness of the trial was severely compromised due to the adverse publicity during the course of the trial, combined with the issues surrounding the evidence of the prosecution's main witness, Rodrique, the judge's hands were tied and they had no alternative but to allow the appeal. After delivering this judgment, the appeal panel gave the Office of the Director of Prosecutions an opportunity to consider whether it wanted to pursue a third retrial for the group. Deputy DPP Joan Honoré Paul returned after a short break and informed the court that a retrial was not required given the outcome of the group's trial and retrial and the issues raised with the second retrial, which were the subject of the appeal. The group was initially accused of murdering businessman Samdey Rampersad. Rampersad was kidnapped by masked men while standing in front of her home in Petibou, Sawan on November 25, 2005. Her body was found 41 days later in a shallow grave in a cashew field in Carolina Village, Claxton Bay. One of the state's witnesses, forensic pathologist Hugon Devines, testified that an autopsy of Rampersad's body showed that she died of asphyxia and suffocation consistent with being buried alive. You are listening to the Caribbean News Roundup on Shabnam Radio. It's time now to take a look at more news from the Caribbean region. Health officials in the Bahamas have confirmed that a visitor to the island have tested positive for monkeypox. The visitor, who traveled from London on June 9th, was quarantined when he began displaying signs of monkeypox. Health Minister Dr. Michael Darville said the National Reference Laboratory tested samples collected from the man, who is in his 40s, and as a result, returned on June 24th. Darville noted that the man was transported from Bahamian soil to Florida and all of his suspected contacts were tested and monitored. Meanwhile, health authorities in St. Lucia have increased surveillance of monkeypox after being alerted to the fact that a crew member on a flight to the island has tested positive for the virus. However, according to the officials, the individual did not disembark from the aircraft when it arrived. A statement issued on Monday by the Ministry of Health, Wellness and Elderly Affairs disclosed that the Epidemiology Department was alerted to the situation by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The ministry added that with a significant increase in the number of cases of monkeypox confirmed globally in recent weeks, St. Lucia has strengthened the capacity to manage individuals who are either suspected or confirmed cases. It said the protocols that are in place for COVID-19 have been modified to allow for the management of monkeypox. In some other news, the state of public emergency imposed in St. Catherine, Jamaica, following the recent flare-up violence ended on Friday. Prime Minister Andrew Holness announced the enhanced security measures on June 17 following a series of murders linked to gangs. National Security Minister Dr. Horace Chang told the House that the crime situation in St. Catherine had improved significantly, but assured that the security forces will continue to maintain a presence in the parish. Dr. Chang said the declaration of the SOE in St. Catherine's has allowed the security forces to bring the area under some level of control, but noted that if there is any change in the situation, the nation will be advised as to what further steps can be taken and if the parish needs to be returned to a SOE. Prime Minister Dr. Timothy Harris is confident that his party will be victorious in the forthcoming elections. During a brief interview with reporters during night 3 of the recently concluded St. Kitts Music Festival, Mr. Harris said citizens are happy with his government's performance. When asked about the date of the elections, he said it will be announced as soon as the time is right. Earlier this year, the Team Unity administration weathered some turbulent times, with several former Prime Minister's political colleagues filing a motion of no confidence in his leadership. PM Harris subsequently fired the dissenters from his cabinet and dissolved Parliament, bringing an official end to the coalition government and signaling an imminent return to the polls. As the nation waits with bated breath for the election date to be announced, opposing sides continue to shoot each other with accusations ranging from mismanagement of public funds and claims of impropriety in public office. And finally, over 300 ATM cards have been distributed to head of households under the Volcano Eruption Emergency Program in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. The program is funded by the World Bank through negotiations with the government of St. Vincent and the Grenadines to the tune of $12 million EC dollars. As of July 1st, families started receiving payments through to December. Approximately 4,000 families are expected to benefit from the income support. They will receive from $300 to $600 depending on the size of the family. And we have come to the end of this week's Caribbean News Roundup right here on Shabnam Radio. My name is Nicole Dukey, inviting you to join us again next time where we keep you updated and informed on the latest developments in the Caribbean region.
And again, thank you, Nicole Dukey. Stay tuned. Coming up next week again, we bring you highlights of what's making news in the region.
Diana Day, an indoor event at the Brampton Fairgrounds, featuring Davinja Puran, Prince JP, Reckless Randy, Ranjiv Rao, Saturday, July 16th at the Brampton Fairgrounds, 12942 Hartlake Road in Caledon. Adult tickets $30, $15 for kids, children under 5, absolutely free. Get your tickets at Zen Restaurant, 619 Kingston Road in Ajax, Calypso Hut at 263 Queen Street, Brampton. Guyana Day is back, July 16th at the Brampton Fairgrounds.
And I rep in my homeland from USA to London. Believe me, I'm a poor Guyanese.
Shipping never been so easy. You want shipping in a hurry. One brand serving the whole nation. Lapakan, Lapakan. Door-to-door service, never late. Ocean cargo and your air freight. In a hurry, don't waste no time. Express shipping when you're shopping online. Warehousing to consolidate. With Lapakan, you don't have to wait. Shipping never been so easy. You want shipping in a hurry. One brand serving the whole nation. Lapakan, Lapakan.
Visit lapakan.com.
Team 4 Entertainment and Trust 99 Logistics present Rewind Tour. Alka Yagnik, Udit Narayan and Kumar Sanu, Saturday, July 2nd at CAA Center, Brampton, in association with Trust Expert, Autobahn, Roadlink, RPD 24, Magnus Furniture and G Media Group. For tickets, visit Ticketmaster.ca or call 905-793-1234. Team 4 Entertainment, Rewind Tour with Udit Narayan, Alka Yagnik and Kumar Sanu.
Farex Freight System Limited, a global leader in freight forwarding, providing trucking and warehousing services across Canada and the US of A. Farex Freight System Limited provides air and ocean freight globally. To engage our services, please email us at info@farex.com.
Caribbean Showtime will be live every Sunday morning. Join us this Sunday for Caribbean Sunshine, shining the light on people and issues in our community from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on all IPTV boxes, Amazon Fire Sticks, Roku, and www.caribbeanshowtime.com.
All right, so if you're ready to win a prize and to talk, I find some of these questions kind of easy, but we start off easy, all right? And I'm now this question comes in, and I hope you guys are giving me good answers and valid answers, right? So before I tell you who's the question from, I'm going to ask you to call 416-848-7772. If you know the answer, okay? 416-848-7772. Don't call my cell. Don't text me the answer. If you could call and you would win yourself, not two, okay, but four tickets. Now, they're $30 a ticket, right? So I'm not going to play and play. Yeah, listen, you're coming out. You might be wherever you are. It's worth coming out. Bring in your family, free parking. You're getting four tickets to come out. Compliments the folks with the Guyana Day. Now, they really want to bring back this in a big way, and it's going to be bigger and bigger every year. But this year, they have some top-notch artists and lots of food, lots of entertainment, games for the kids at Bongsing Castle, and a lot happening on that day, okay? So please, $30 for a ticket, and of course, you could win four if you give me the right answer. Now, the winner... the person giving the question also, we're not going to leave you out, okay? We're going to take care of you. But right now, I want you to tell me if you could, looking for the question to make sure, okay. You know what? Write on the number one more time. 416-848-7772. 416-848-7772. And we're looking for a quick response. Ready? Okay, if you're Guyanese, you must know this one. What is Guyana's national dish? That's an easy question, but I'm kind of frightened for the answer because I'm not sure. What is Guyana national dish? 416-848-7772. While we play you, one of the artists would be performing. I love this song. Hey, say it proudly, and of course, if you know the answer, you can get four tickets to come out and enjoy a wonderful evening on the 16th. What is Guyana's national dish? Okay, now all the lines are going crazy already. Okay, so let me see. I close my eye, I pick a line. Here we go. 416. Yeah, who we have on the line?
Rafina.
Okay, so Rafina, you could tell me, what is Guyana's national dish?
Pepper pot.
No, you see, y'all are getting me confused right away. Now, I would think so, but that's not the answer I have here. Hey, I hope this is the right one.
Curry chicken, you're saying?
No, it's not that even. Guyana, let me try somebody else, all right? Again, 416-848-7772. Now, I know this fellow gave me this question is a good one, so I'm counting on that. Guyana's national dish. Here we go, taking another call. Hi, who we have on the line? Okay. Here we go, another line. Hi, who we have on the line? Hello? Hey, the frightened boy. One people! All right, let's go. The line's going. Hi, who we have on the line? Hello?
Hi. Go ahead.
Yeah. What's your name?
It's Judy.
Judy, okay. So you're going to tell me, what is Guyana's national dish?
It's cock up rice.
Cock up rice. This is the answer I have. You know, I think in the first answer, some kind of correct. You know, what do you think?
It is correct.
It is correct, right? The cock up rice. All right.
Cook up rice.
So Judy, you're like going on you sound like Judge Judy. I have to go with your answer.
Not Judy. It's Bibi.
BB.
BB, yes.
Oh, God, BB. BB what?
BB Muhammad.
BB Muhammad. There's so much BB, so you have to make sure, right, BB? So stay on the line. Let me take your phone number, all right? And
okay.
Call on her.
Okay.
BB buffing me up. BB, I know my mug.
Bibi, thank you and congratulations. Anybody could verify that answer for me.
Forever, one people, one nation, one destiny. Guyana is my country, and I say in it proudly. You could never take that out of me. And I rep in my homeland from USA to London. Believe me, I'm a proud Guyanese. Guyana is my country, and I say in it proudly. You could never take that out of me. And I rep in my homeland.
All right, anybody want to dispute that answer? That again, of course, Brother Arif. Brother Arif confirming that. You know, I should probably ask where exactly. Hi, who we have on the line?
Hello.
How are you doing, sir?
Good. I just have a question for you. Since when did the national dish of Guyana change your cook up?
Boy, you see, all of you get me trouble now, you know. You see, that's why I should ask for a source. Why you say that? What do you think is Guyana's national dish?
It's pepper pot. It's not what we think. It's what we know.
Well, boy, I thought so too, you know. But, you know, I put myself in trouble here. And well, let me ask you something. You could... All right. So, what's your name?
My name is Raheem.
Raheem, you sound like an authority on this pepper pot thing, you know. Well, I'll check that out and we confirm for sure, right?
Yeah, that's good. No, because I grew up in Guyana.
Growing up in Guyana doesn't make it right. We need to check it properly to make sure.
I went to school in Guyana. It's not about growing up. I'm sure you're a grown man as well, and I'm sure you went to school in Guyana. You would know the right issue of...
Well, first of all, I didn't grow up in Guyana. Let me put that. Correct, you're right. Second of all, I have to get that confirmed. No. I think we could open up a thing. Anybody else, let me know. No, it's not because you feel that's it. Brother Arif, you set me up, you know, so come on. What I need for this question is, no, Brother Arif, you can't do that. Give them pepper pot, okay? We need to, I'll set them up. Anyway, so the sister that called in pepper pot, listen, I'm going to give you, because I believe it is, and we're getting too much trouble here now. So, if you could call me back, my sister, you too will come on out. 4 tickets will be yours. Brother Arif, I'd give you 1.5 tickets for that question. 416-848-7772. Sister, if you were listening, the first person that call and with that answer, yes, I'd give that to you. All right? Sister Rafina is correct. Brother Arif, you can't do that. You can't tell me an answer and then tell me the Sister Rafina is correct. Come on, you get me in trouble, man. You should know better than that. Give me a good answer, man.